council officials, the council of road engineers, have been working really hard in preparing a roadmap to draw down this money, and they're in a position now to start spending this money, and I'm delighted that Donegal has got $2.5 million extra. I know we've got a massive demand, I think upwards on €20 million worth of LIS schemes in the county, but if we're at the stage now, at this very early stage, if we're introducing it for the first time this year and getting over three and a half million allocated, I think this bodes well for the future, and we'll be looking for a further announcement of the LIS scheme come the beginning of the year.
And while welcoming this funding, as you did mention, there is still a huge gap of the applications that were submitted. Is there any chance that in the future there could be more funding secured?
There will be more funding, as far as I'm concerned, because a lot of people live in isolated areas, and certainly the LIS scheme, it's an important scheme, so I will continue to make it a priority. I'm absolutely delighted that Michael Ring has allocated $2.5 million to Donegal, which is out of a national figure of $7.5 million, and I think it's testament to his commitment to the more peripheral and more rural areas. And it also backs up the recent Pubble Index of Disadvantage, that we are in a county that requires funding. As far as I'm concerned, as a TD and a minister for Donegal, we will continue focusing on the importance of spending money in areas that need it and that have been recognised officially as disadvantaged areas and disadvantaged counties, and that is important for that to continue. But for the moment, I've spoken to the engineers on the council, and they're in a position now to start spending this money as near as next week, and this will be a good news story for a lot of the applicants. And for the applicants that are not successful in this round of funding, there will be more money coming next year, and this scheme will be a scheme that will continue to be part of the budget line in the Minister's department as long as we continue to balance the books. And I'm very, very confident as long as we continue to go in the direction we're going, this will be a scheme which will be rolled out every year.
And finally, Minister, a question that's on everybody's mind. Do you expect to be on an election trail next week?
I don't want an election. Fine Gael doesn't want an election. A number of conversations with Letitia yesterday, and we're very, very insistent that there's so many top priorities, big priorities, from Brexit right through. And I got the finance bill through the Dáil last night, and looking to get it through the Shannon on Tuesday. And even more locally, I'm working very, very closely with the officials of the Department of Housing and Local Government on a national planning framework and a capital plan. And there's a number of projects that I'm working very, very hard on from a capital project point of view, such as the Lifford-Letterkenny Road, other issues that I've constantly and publicly declared an interest in, and from community hospitals where we've applied for additional funding through the new capital plan. We had planned that this would go ahead at the end of the year if the general elections are called. This interferes with that plan for the national planning framework, and there's so many things that I'm focused on, working on. A general election does not help that. I've been out and about in Donegal today. The public don't want an election, and over the weekend, if there's anything that can be done to stall that, I certainly would welcome it.